KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, March 20th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. We've got coverage this afternoon of South Dakota State women's basketball as they take on the number 6 seed Washington in the first round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. We'll have the Jackrabbit pregame show at 1 o'clock today right here on KORN News Radio with tip-off set for 1:30. If SDSU wins this afternoon, they would advance to the second round on Sunday. They would take on the winner of the host, number 3 TCU, or if there's an upset, they would take on the number 14 seed, UC San Diego. Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball, they also play this afternoon. They'll take on the number 3 seed, Lindsey Wilson, out of Kentucky. That's in Sioux City today at 1 p.m. Should Dakota Wesleyan win here today, they would advance to the national quarterfinals on Saturday night at 6 p.m. They would face the winner of the first game today. Bethel out of Tennessee is the 1 seed. They face the number 4 seed, Lewis and Clark State from Idaho. That game tips off at 11 a.m. this morning. Dort would win last night. The 1 seed Dort would defeat the number 4 seed, Mid-American Nazarene, 75-53. Dort's Macy Seavers had a triple-double of 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. Number 3 seed Dakota State advances. They beat the 10 seed Indiana Wesleyan, 73-65. And also in the GPAC last night, number 11 Hastings would lose to the 2 seed St. Francis from Indiana, 67-60. USD women's basketball, they finally know their opponent for the WNIT this weekend. They'll take on Northern Colorado on Sunday afternoon. Northern Colorado defeated Air Force last night. That game in Vermilion, second round of the WNIT. That is Sunday at 1 p.m. 4 South Dakota State wrestlers still alive after day one of the NCAA championships in Cleveland. At 125 pounds, Brady Rourke bounced back from an opening loss to win by major decision. Rourke advances in the consolation bracket. He'll face the defending national champion Vince Robinson later today. Also for SDSU, Cale Swenson still alive and at 157 pounds. He'll wrestle in wrestlebacks. Also for SDSU at 174, Moses Espinoza Owens. He recovered from an overtime loss. And then Bennett Berg still alive at 197. He would lose in the round of 16. All 4 of those wrestlers for the Jackrabbits continue in wrestlebacks here today. Dakota Wesleyan softball opened up GPAC play yesterday. They would split a doubleheader versus Northwestern. Tigers would win the first game 8-3. Northwestern would take the second one 8-0. Dakota Wesleyan softball, they will host Hastings coming up on Saturday afternoon in Mitchell. 2 p.m. doubleheader at McWhirter Field. And Dakota Wesleyan baseball, they also split a doubleheader yesterday. The Tigers were at home at Drake Field. They would defeat Midland 11-6 in game 1 before losing the second one 8-4. Tiger baseball on the road coming up today. They'll be at Hastings for a 2 p.m. doubleheader. And also this weekend, SDSU baseball hosting North Dakota State for a 3-game series in Brookings. That starts this afternoon at 3 p.m. And SDSU softball begins Summit League play today as they'll be at USD for the start of a 3-game series. That's also at 3 p.m. this afternoon. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.